Hey, Roger.
Hi, Cal.
Hey, Better Lincoln.
Witch bitch.
Is that your intro?
Yeah.
All right, so what did we watch?
Witch bitch.
No, what's it actually called?
Witch bitch.
We watched Witch Bitch and Friends, a.k.a. Monster Brawl.
Yes.
I don't know if I should put this under movie or wrestling as the episode.
It really is the perfect in-between, isn't it?
No, it's no. As a movie, this is fucking terrible.
I feel like it's definitely more... Like, it was supposed to be a movie, but it definitely feels more like wrestling.
Yeah,
so
this is
probably
like,
wrestling.
This is like Backyard Halloween Havoc.
There's no story.
That'd be a great title for a movie.
Well, Halloween Havoc is
Backyard Halloween Havoc.
That's what this was. And it had Kevin Nash.
Jesus Christ.
It had Russo booking.
Boy, didn't it.
Herb.
Oh.
Herb Dean, yeah.
There's a lot of really good stuff in this.
And it was so good.
So I guess for the plot, this is a pay-per-view.
It is.
That's what it feels like. It's a tournament, the Undead Conference and the Creature Conference.
There are monstrosities fighting each other.
There's promos and tales of the tape and no entrances, really.
No music.
They awkwardly made their way to the ring, sort of silently.
They probably just don't want to pay for music, would be my guess.
And I guess also, like, they're kind of weird monster creatures. Maybe they don't understand that, you know, entrance music is something that needs to happen.
Most of them were intelligent, though.
I mean, they got real wrestlers and this and that. They cut promos.
Yeah, they were smart enough. The mummy was smart enough to cut a fucking promo.
We got to go kayfabe here.
Yeah,
they got swamp gut. To stand in a studio in front of a green screen, look at a camera, and cut a promo on his opponent.
I don't think he talked about his opponent.
He talked about the environment.
Yes, we'll get to that.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Where do we even start with this?
All right, we'll just start from the beginning.
Okay, start from the top. It opens with a fucking pay-per-view intro voice.
By Lance Hendrickson.
Yes.
How they got him. And then it cuts to in-ring interview with the creator of Monster Brawl by Jimmy Hart. You know, Jimmy Hart's doing the interview. No, none of us paid attention to that. We didn't give a shit.
No, it was fucking pointless. It was them outlining the entire story in a fucking...
But it was more like this is how the movie came to be.
I made Monster Brawl because I liked wrestling and monsters.
It was a weird meta... Almost a meta kayfabe.
I used to pretend that they were doing the fighting with my action figures.
His voice.
One of us did
Thank
pay attention.
You.
And then they cut to like
I've
the old
years
grave guy wrestling. Talking to the announcers, and he's like, "You're all doomed."
He was the best.
That character was the best.
He was every character in the movie.
He went as like gravedigger and gravekeeper in my notes because I didn't remember his exact title.
Cyril Shepherd. He had a name.
Thank you. He was great.
What?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad that you knew his name because his name
is on IMDb. Regardless.
The movie.
And it was in the behind the scenes. They mentioned it.
That's
a
true.
Few
oh,
times.
They did. Yeah.
And that boring
behind
ass
the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
I liked
it.
I mean, some of it was
I liked
good.
It, but I hated the. And then my movie.
Weird. Okay. Yeah. We're getting to the behind the scenes before we're out of the fucking intro.
We're all over the fucking place. We don't even know. Lincoln's not here to keep us in line.
That's true. Fuck you.
We're doing pretty well. Better than last time.
Then we got the promo from Herb Dean.
Yeah.
He had lines and shit.
He did. He got to cut a fucking promo in front of a green screen.
We didn't think he was really there for that. And then in the behind the scenes,
he
was on set.
They flew him out to Ontario.
Was racist
no dick
against
punching.
Monsters.
Fuck monsters.
He didn't, exactly. He didn't care. They called us die, but also it was no rules, but no dick punches.
Yeah. No.
And then the first move is a dick punch.
No rules, except you can't punch other people in the dick.
Well, no rules to the extent of you will fight until only one of you is left alive.
Yes.
But don't make the other one uncomfortable while you kill him.
Yeah. Don't make it weird.
They might want to have a baby in that last few seconds of their life.
Well.
So no punch him in the dick.
Yeah. Come on. Be gentlemanly.
Witch bitch? Right in the dick.
Immediately in the dick.
So then after
witch
that we
bitch.
Got into what this movie is. We had a little short like vignette of Cyclops' backstory, and then a short little one of Witch Bitch's backstory, which is just because somebody goes, "You're a stupid witch, bitch."
Yeah.
So
she
took
didn't
that
do anything
as a
witchy
name.
At all, either in the match or in like her little backstory thing.
No. So
the witchiest thing was she had like a pentagram drawn in red on her forehead.
She spit water.
Moonshine. Yep. It wasn't even good. Didn't do anything
witchy.
No, because the
awful.
Very next match, the people did it again. Or two matches later.
Did the exact same spot. It's fine.
What I didn't like about this one is you had a really good wrestler. Yeah. Witch Bitch is played by Rosemary from TNA. Or,
It's Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling, yeah.
Kyle.
So, I don't fucking... It's what it, who knows what it'll be by the time I release this episode.
Truth.
She'll be in. She'll be at the Women's Rumble. And we'll be like, well, geez. Fuck.
Don't put that.
Rosemary, we
don't
love
put
her.
Put that on her.
I think she was the main reason we all watched. You and I watched because we love Rosemary. Yeah. You saw the name Witch Bitch. And
I was all about that character. I was super excited for the witchy bitchiness, and I got only bitchiness.
Well, she wasn't even witchy.
No, she was just a bitch.
She was described as someone who... Where's... Where, hold on. She had an abysmal record in small town squabbles.
Yeah, she couldn't beat up the townsfolk.
She was 4-23, 4-28.
She was a fucking jobber.
And five draws.
They opened the fucking pay-per-view, right? Your monster pay-per-view with a fucking jobber fighting Cyclops.
Who had a laser death beam.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much they could have done because, like, Witch Bitch, even if she was going to lose, she could have done, like, even if they were like, let's just do a cheap voodoo doll trick or
she
something.
She could have cursed him, which came back later in the tournament.
Yes, just something. Nope, we got nothing.
Why did they just didn't have them all in a tournament?
Hey, that would have made sense, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
But no, then, see, the problem with that is that you would have had to do more matches, which means you would have had to have certain characters there longer, and then you would have had to pay them and
do
the makeup.
You could have two of them die
again.
In one match.
Yeah.
You could have the zombies that come out of nowhere later mean something and kill some of the characters.
Yeah.
You didn't necessarily have to do it.
Could have had a crowd and had them
a double
die.
DQ?
That would have given Herb something to do.
Herb tried.
Herb tried for all 10 seconds that he's on
until
screen.
Until Witch Bitch slit his fucking throat.
Yes!
The one spot that Witch Bitch gets.
See,
in the
thought
movie.
When she did that, then I was like, oh, she's got like a dagger with like blood on it. She's gonna do something. Like, oh, I needed blood. No, just kill him.
Just killed him. Why do you think he just happened to be in the way as she swung? I don't think she went out of her way to kill him. She might have. I don't know.
We'd have to watch the tape.
I'm sure they probably paid him quite a bit to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Because UFC, he's was the biggest draw at the time in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Dave Foley, maybe, for people that rented it, if they're Kids in the Hall fans. Rosemary wasn't a known name.
No.
Not like she is now. No. I mean, she would... Courtney Rush, but she didn't even go by that in this.
No, she used a fake, fun fact, look it up on IMDb, she used a different name than her, like, indie, she just didn't want any.
Well, I wonder, yeah, you never know, I mean, it could have been a contract thing, maybe she couldn't, it's hard to say.
Yeah, that's true.
She looked like she had fun, though.
Yeah, she really enjoyed that juice box.
Wanted more of her, yeah. She's been in another movie, I think, we should watch it sometime, if it's about wrestling.
Okay.
Maybe she had a bigger role. We love her. Yeah. We love Rosemary.
Yeah. She did nothing in this movie.
No, it sucked. And she was the first one out.
Yep.
She did have her little manager, though.
Yeah, she had a little person as... what was his name?
I don't know. He was just like, you gotta learn to box, bitch!
So was he supposed to actually be a troll? Or is that just what she called him because she was
because she's
a witch.
Yeah, okay. She's a witch bitch. I don't think he was an actual troll. He's just...
I was like, I didn't think so, but then the announcers called him, like, the troll monster manager or some weird bullshit like that.
I mean, maybe.
I think he had a little bit of... He had a little bit of prosthetics and stuff,
gimmick? Maybe he's just living a gimmick?
Yeah.
How dare you?
He had a troll ear. Yeah, it looked pretty trolly. Maybe he was a troll. Did he live under a bridge?
We never saw his house.
We did get a Cyclops training montage, though.
Boy,
and I guess
we.
Witch Bitch, too. She had a smaller one. But
which hers was, she just boxed a dude. She boxed the director, and she won. And
her
like,
training montage was her getting the shit kicked out of her by a bunch of drunken peasants.
With boxing gloves. She was wearing you are a witch.
Okay, so I completely attribute Witch Bitch's loss on the manager. It's poor management to be like, here, I have a witch who has supernatural powers. Let's make her a boxer. You know, that's just poor management.
Yeah, when you could be like, all right, you go in, when the bell rings, just turn him into a frog and then we'll step on him.
Boom, right. Done. Win.
A witch
in and out
would destroy all of these monsters very quickly.
Yep. Had to depower her. Had to nerf her.
I feel robbed and offended that they represented her.
I mean, if it was like Willow, like evil Willow, you could have just skinned him.
Yeah.
Cyclops kind of sucked.
Cyclops wasn't
great. He had the worst makeup, I think.
He did have, by far, the worst makeup.
And like I had said, it was like, I liked the idea of like, oh, he's got like the veins and the scarring like around the eye, right? Because, ooh. But it just...
We knew it was there so we could see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was super
obvious.
So they
needed, because it just kind of stopped kind of harshly right at the temples. It needed to be pulled back like a little bit. And I get that they had limited time, limited budget.
Yeah, but the plastic eye.
Yeah.
It was a taxidermied...
Taxidermy caribou eye.
Thank you.
Still, it looked ridiculous.
Elk. It didn't look great.
You could have CGI'd an eye.
Well, someone could have. I don't know if they could have.
There was some CGI in this, wasn't there?
Well, yeah, but that might have eaten...
Not much.
It was the Cyclops laser beam. Which
the sun
looked
thing
okay.
From the
sun
mummy.
Thing, which yep. looked okay. That was about it.
And I do like in the behind the scenes, I did say like, oh, they had little to no budget. It was.
I mean, it shows. Yeah.
Kind of short. So like for what they were able to do and like what they could use and do, it wasn't that bad. But
what it was, I thought the set was really well done.
Yeah.
I thought it looked.
Yeah, it was.
It was obvious. It was a set, and it was in a warehouse. But I thought it looked fine.
Yeah,
they did a good job on like the tombstones and stuff like that.
Yeah, they even for wrestling fans, they even sold the tombstones like they weighed a bunch. They did a really good job of that. We didn't get any of the like accidentally knocking over a tombstone or any shit like that. So
the problem I have though, like especially in this match, is you had at least one real wrestler in this match.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't do any wrestling moves.
At all.
Why did you hire wrestlers?
And it's...
I think it's because, and for the most part, like, she was fighting a non-wrestler.
Yeah. So she couldn't really...
Well, maybe you put the real wrestler in the match with another real wrestler. Like, you move them around a bit.
No, you're right. It's this weird... Because we do get matches where they can do stuff. Or just say, like, hey, Cyclops... Just
learn to take a body slam.
Exactly. Or do like 2 seconds of training and then have Rosemary bump around for this guy, right?
Yeah, or he could take an elbow drop. He could take a leg drop.
Right. It takes like 2 seconds to
learn. Doesn't even have to like bump properly. It's a movie. They can edit it.
Yeah. No.
But she spits in his face and he melts her face and then she dies.
Yeah. And then she dies. And then
I was disappointed.
Grub gets angry about this and runs in. His head gets punched off.
Just
well, he
gone.
Had it coming after the chair shot.
That's true. Oh, God, I forgot there was a chair shot in this match. Fuck, this was a match.
That's the weird part. These are matches, and they're not.
Yeah.
So, Cyclops wins. This is the middleweights, by the way. This is the creature conference.
Why did they have so much unnecessary bullshit added on top of this?
Why do they call them middleweights versus heavyweights when you could have just had the undead and the creatures and just leave it at that?
Cyclops weighed way more than, like, Witch Bitch.
Yeah, they weren't the same
weight
class.
They're not the weight class. No.
Yeah, no. And fucking Cyclops weighed as much as Werewolf.
He weighed more.
Oh, fuck.
Because remember, Werewolf was, like, weighed...
136?
Witch Bitch weighed the same as Werewolf.
Yeah, Witch Bitch and Werewolf are real close together.
Which is hilarious, because Cyclops was the same person?
Yeah, and Cyclops was
the same as Swamp Gut.
Yes,
and
same
it actor. Was Mummy and Werewolf.
Yes. So this is basically a pre-show.
Yeah, it's a kickoff. Yeah. It's not great.
And it could have been. This could have been so good.
So that was our Creatures middleweight championship match.
No, we still got Lady Vampire and the Mummy.
No, that was our Creatures middleweight. That was the Cyclops
that was
is
the
creatures
yeah.
middleweight champion, and we won't see him again in the movie.
And we could have the undead. I would have much preferred to see Lady Vampire versus Witch Bitch.
Yes.
Because Lady Vampire was obviously a real wrestler. She's wearing wrestling gear.
Yes.
And she was pretty good.
Yeah. So our second match is the undead middleweight championship match, which is basically the fucking U.S. title compared to, you know, everything else.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah. And so we got... Mummy, Pharaoh, Karakon.
I didn't catch it.
I knew it was a KH, it's all I can remember.
Versus Lady Vampire, because we can't be fucked to give her a name.
Who had a really funny backstory where she's, it's obviously a vampire. The guy's like, why are you drinking blood?
Well, I think he said, is that blood you're drinking?
Like, it's,
yeah. And then asked something, like, I need to ask you some questions.
Why are you asking her questions?
Like, first of all, it's the middle of the day, she's not gonna be awake. Go fuck yourself.
She wasn't outside. No, it wasn't the middle of the day. It was day for night. It was blue outside. That's night.
It was a very blue day. I thought it was.
They did real bad at that.
Yeah, boy, did there's they.
No... At least the werewolf, I could tell they were trying to make it night.
You knew what they were supposed to be.
No, that was supposed to be at night.
Oh, Lord.
With the lady vampire.
But then he comes running out holding his thing. It's just they didn't put any filter on it. Just sunlight.
Oh, fuck. You're right.
Oh, God. Maybe it was during the day then. She was inside, though. She didn't have lights.
She was. On. She. It was very dark inside.
And I guess technically the vampires don't have to sleep, but you're always like, oh, they sleep in their coffins all day.
Can we talk about...
Blah, blah, blah.
Can we talk about how this...
racist.
Yeah.
Wow, why don't you just stereotype some more?
That's not okay.
Suck it, vampires.
Oh, that's bad. That's a bad joke. That's a Kyle joke.
Get it.
That's a Kyle-level joke.
Oh, no, I get it.
I hate everything.
The note I wrote, I love, we took notes like it's wrestling. I wrote, yeah, this is a legit wrestling match.
Yeah, it was. It was like a match you would see at like a local promotion and be like, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, I mean, they
did moves.
They just do like body slams and because the mummy's not a real wrestler.
Yeah, and he's wearing a fucking scuba suit covered in bandages.
Oh, that had to be fucking miserable.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's fine because embalming is a fine art.
WCW did the same thing with the Yeti or the Yeti.
Yeti.
Why couldn't they have done the same thing here? But it's the same guy, right? It was Cyclops.
No, goddamn it, Kyle. Is mummy is werewolf. He was a real wrestler. He was just covered.
He was the real wrestler. Okay.
He was just covered in layers of scuba suit, latex, and bandages.
They could have got more wrestlers.
Yeah,
they spent all their money on Herb.
Oh yeah, they had to.
And Kevin Nash.
Jimmy Hart. I asked for a lot. Dave Foley just did it for relevancy. Yeah. Lance Hendrickson, probably a pretty penny.
Yeah. I love that in the behind the scenes when they were talking about how like tight the budget is, and I'm like, you guys went and bought fucking Herb Dean.
So you probably
is that necessary?
But you never know.
One
I mean,
big name, and then you know, maybe.
But you know, one of them could have got the others. Maybe Kevin Nash is friends with Rosemary in this RJ city.
I think they were local. I think he mentioned they were local wrestlers. I don't know where Rosemary's from, but if she's is she Canadian? Because they're in Ontario.
She's from hell, far as I know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's pretty close. Well, according to this fucking movie, hell is like located somewhere in central Michigan.
Maybe
so.
Not Rosemary.
Have you been to central Michigan?
But I think the majority of the wrestlers were local. Rosemary, maybe not. But
she
might.
To like 2011 was the copyright on when they filmed it. She probably was.
Okay.
I mean, she wasn't a big name as far as we know unless she was in Shine or Stardom or something.
Right.
She wasn't the only reason to watch Impact like she is now.
But yeah, they were all just kind of local. Mummy versus Lady Vampire might be my favorite match. It was a wrestling match because they were telling a wrestling story in it. Like, they were working moves against each other. There was some fun stuff to the outside. Before the mummy used sun, the mummy used his fucking freedom powder.
Wow!
He did. That was pretty cool. I like the freedom powder.
Hit
pocket sand.
Yeah, pocket sanded the lady vampire.
Mr. Fuji salt.
Yeah. It was really fun. And then he has a magic amulet.
I want one.
And he used the power of the sun god Ra.
Hell yeah, I did.
To burn the lady vampire. Very clever.
Then
very
he goes
good.
To get a steak. Or no, he tried to stake her earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That didn't work out.
He like got her pinned down and choked her. Yeah. She's like, ugh. And I'm like, vampire's already dead. They don't need to breathe, but whatever. What do I know?
You don't know that. You're not a fucking vampire.
Yeah. And you,
how do you know?
You really just insulted like,
I don't think you would have insulted your own kind. Like, blah, blah, blah. You don't sound like that.
How do you know? I'm
that's
not
their word.
Hiding.
Oh, I mean, yourself. You're literally in front of me. Grab a mirror. I can see you in the shitty TV in the corner.
I can't.
I was going to say, Kyle,
no,
did
no,
you...
No, I can't.
Kyle, did you invite her in?
Yes. Yes,
don't
I did.
Fuck now,
I did
bro.
Invite her in.
Well.
Nah, just kidding. I'm just a witch. It's fine.
Bleh.
You could kill me. I'm cool with that.
No, it's what you want.
What was the end of the mummy vampire match?
Lady Vampire, one with a literal heart punch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she just Kalimod through his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kevin, or if Diesel. Diesel taught her that. Remember when he had the heart punch? You probably don't remember, but did
I
you know he had the heart punch?
Yeah.
I say remember, like you were old enough to...
No, Kyle.
Before he had the jackknife, he had the heart punch.
No, Kyle.
That was a common thing for big people. They'd just punch you in the chest.
Ow.
So hard that it would jolt and stop your heart for a second, and they could pin you.
Yeah.
This was a wrestling move.
Yeah.
It's not real. They didn't really do it.
I know.
Okay. So then we get into the actual tournament.
Yeah, which is a four-person heavyweight tournament.
Not really a tournament.
Not really.
It's a pretty shitty tournament. They could have just had a rumble.
Oh, fuck. That would have been good.
Like a brawl, you know?
Well, they should have been shoot-fighting. Call it a brawl for all.
Oh, my God. Why didn't they call it Monster Brawl for All? Sequel.
sequel.
There we go.
Trust me, WWE is not going to fight you on the copyright for Brawl for All.
It's not. Listen, this first movie, that's a bunch of fucking fake pussy fighting. This is done. We're going to have the monsters shoot fighting, brother.
Oh my God, it'd be great. So yeah, we had Werewolf versus Swamp Gut.
Hell
I think
yeah.
Swamp Gut had the best little backstory vignette.
Yeah, because they did a fake Discovery Channel thing, like, and it was
Grizzly Planet.
Yeah, and it was just him in a swamp, and he's supposed to be the swamp thing, and it was really good.
And the funny thing, though, is he was also the narrator for the Swamp Gut promo.
Yeah, the same guy was narrating.
He did everything.
He really, that guy, especially in the behind the scenes, like, he's the real hero of this
movie. He's the one that cared.
Yeah.
The director did not seem to give a fuck. The director, or fake Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Fake Rogan. Okay, so...
Are you still taking notes?
No, she's drawing an eye.
Doodling.
Okay.
She's doodling. We've lost her now that we're talking
about...
No, almost.
When Fitch is over, she's like, I'm out!
I didn't take, I don't think I took any notes for...
Swamp Gut? He's the baby face.
I said Swamp Gut is actually Captain Planet.
Yeah, Swamp Gut's backstory is that...
He's Rusev. He's the heel that's absolutely a baby face.
Yeah, because he's... I hate that humans are destroying my fucking planet... Which, by the way, he's an endangered species.
Yeah,
there are like
only 10 swamp guts.
Only 10 swamp guts left.
Yeah, there's none. No.
Yeah, there's spoilers. 9 left. Like, he cuts a fucking his backstage promo is like subtitled because he's a monster, right? And he's like, but he's just like, fuck humans. You've destroyed my world. Now I'm coming for yours. God damn you all to hell. And it's like that's a good fucking promo.
He lost in a shitty way, by the way.
Yeah, his gut exploded.
I figured that would happen, but it was just from a terrible splash off the top rope.
Well, to set him up for the terrible splash off the rope, he just punched him in the stomach a bunch. Literally King Hippo'd him because they mentioned it in the movie.
I know, they stole her fucking joke.
Yeah,
they punched him in the jaw, and then he moved his hands from his stomach, and he punched him in the stomach while his underwear fell down.
Yeah, I was debating because you had said the King Hippo thing, and I said it, and I was like, do I want to tell him and ruin his dreams? But I thought you should know.
They stole it.
Yep.
King Hippo was so hard to beat until he figured that out.
Gotta get the
he just blocked
button.
Everything. You gotta punch him in the jaw first, though, when he opens his mouth.
I never played.
You never played Punch-Out?
No.
If
you do, get the good one. Get Mike Tyson's. Don't get that.
Yeah.
Don't get that bullshit because he raped somebody.
Yeah.
And they took his name out.
Yeah.
This is a real thing.
It really is.
Then he became Mr. Dream?
Mr. Sandman.
No, are you sure?
Yeah.
I think Mr. Sandman was always in the game.
No, Mr. Sandman was, well,
I think it was Mr. Dream. I don't know. I mean, we're pretty much saying the same thing, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never beat Mike Tyson, but I have the game.
My dad beat Mike Tyson.
Play it with the power gloves.
Shout out to my dad.
The power gloves. Well.
Wow. Did you feel the power?
Nah, it doesn't work with shit.
What's the fucking line from The Wizard? Or the
power glove. It's so bad.
It's so bad. That's it.
You know what is bad?
The power glove?
No, the kid that played that kid. He did some horrible shit later. Bringing it back to Mike Tyson, I think. Bad fellow, or his child molesting or something. Yeah, that kid's fucked up, dude. He grew up to be a fucked up kid. What are we talking about?
A swamp gut?
Oh, yeah, Swamp Gut. Lost to the werewolf.
The werewolf, pretty good backstory. His family was murdered by a werewolf, so he hunted the werewolf down. But
killed
like,
it.
Yeah, killed it. But, like an idiot, got bit, like, just as the wolf was dying, and so now he's a werewolf. But I guess he knows enough to be...
He hates monsters. He's like he's like Blade.
Oh, shit.
He's like, fuck monsters, I hate them. It's like, you are one.
You, yeah.
You're a werewolf.
I don't get how he gets to control it.
Doesn't matter. It's a gimmick. It's a wrestling gimmick.
Right?
I mean, how does Finn Balor control the demon, you know? Do you ask that question?
Okay, so I'm the same kind of guy who's like, Finn Balor should act different when he's the demon. Maybe they should have done that gimmick with the fucking werewolf and have him come out as a normal person.
Then
the moon comes out from behind a cloud and he's like, bleh, and spin
that
around
guy
a couple
times.
Was
not going to get into that makeup more than once.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's fair.
They filmed his shit on one day and he was out.
Yeah, that's fair.
What's that?
I thought I had like a hiccup or a burp and I was like, oh god. I was going to turn away from the mic.
You leaned right into it.
I just went. Because like, and they was, oh, no.
Well, see, now that you've mentioned it, I have to leave it in.
Nice.
I'll do the noise again. I don't care.
It's going now. It's no fun.
Just cut from sound to sound.
So then we
just
got
cut around it.
This is when it fucking went off the rails. Here.
Oh, boy, did it.
So we had Zombie Man with Corporal Crookshanks.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
By Kevin Nash,
who did his shit in 2 days and got out.
Versus Frankenstein, who is Frankenstein's monster, but he's Frankenstein in this. Because he's not with Dr. Frankenstein anymore, and they just shortened it. He's like, you know, we can just call him Frank, like they do with Shinsuke. And, but he was with Dr. Igora?
Yes, Dr. Ivan Igora.
So, like, is Igor now, like, copyright, too?
I guess.
But Frankenstein's not?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I do want to point out, in the tale of the tape, they always do, like, an age and, all like, all this bullshit about every fighter. The age was correct. It was the date since the original publication of Frankenstein.
You fucking nerd. Look at you.
It's, yeah.
Why would you admit to that?
Because I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Well, the only reason I know is because they're doing a bunch of like Frankenstein stuff to celebrate in 2018, because that's the 200th, mm-hmm. and it was like 193 in 2011. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of cute.
Would have noticed.
I was the only fucking person who's watched this movie who noticed.
Most people that watch this movie are probably not big readers.
No.
If I had to guess.
And by that point in the movie, if you're still watching, you don't give a single shit.
No, you don't care. You just want it to end. You're just waiting for Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, this is where I say it's Russo booking. Frankenstein wins. He beats the zombie, crushes his skull.
Yes.
But then more zombies show up.
The Grave Keeper puts up with a lot of shit.
He really does.
More zombies come up. They bite Kevin Nash.
He warned him. It's cursed.
You're all doomed.
You're all doomed.
But then the Grave Keeper just all come out so they can bite one of the announcers.
Yes.
Psycho Sid, or what was his name?
Sasquatch Sid.
Yes. Sasquatch Sid.
Good call.
And Kevin Nash. And then the Grave Keeper just shoots them all.
Like it's like he's used to it or something. So if they keep doing this every year, like, and he tells them.
You had a zombie, but you had to create more to do this.
And you brought in the cool faction element after the match. It would have been a fun, like, uh-oh.
Frankenstein just walked away from him.
He literally did. There is a scene in this fucking movie where Frankenstein wins the match. The zombies come out. It's this big, scary reveal. Everybody, Jimmy Hart's fucking panicking. The announcer's like, oh, shit, zombies. And fucking Frankenstein, who's... father is now dead, who just doesn't give a shit about any of this now, just fucks off, starts walking to the back, sees all the zombies behind him, and just goes, brr, and scares all the zombies off.
Well, maybe it's because the two Jimmy Hart babes ran back there, and he's just like, hey, ladies.
That's it. That's probably it.
I felt so sorry for them. Like, in the behind the scenes, again, they looked like they had so much fun.
Yeah.
But their scenes, they looked... miserable.
They looked
so bored.
They looked so dead.
It's probably because they had to put those boots back on. They had to take the slippers off.
Yeah. Jesus.
I wonder if they were like UFC ring girls. I wonder if they were like a deal with Herb Dean. I don't... They were wearing, like, basically it looked like the UFC style. They just took the logo off?
Yeah. Well, that's what they were going... That might have been what they were going for.
But the fact that they got Herb Dean makes me wonder if they were just ring girls. I don't know.
Yeah, package deal.
Who knows?
That's weird.
So, yeah, time for the main event.
Oh boy, is it.
It was champion versus champion because that's stupid.
It's the heavyweight champion of the undead versus the heavyweight champion of the creatures for the Brawl for All Monster Brawl.
For the real championship.
Real championship, which has a belt now.
Man, that was a shitty looking belt.
Oh boy, was it.
That was a really bad belt.
It wasn't. There were teeth on it.
Yeah, and it looked like if Wilma Flintstone had a wrestling belt.
Yeah.
Maybe she did in the Flintstones movie with CM Punk.
Oh, fuck. Why did you remind me that existed?
It looks pretty good.
Okay. Okay.
It's better than the Scooby-Doo one.
Do the computers. Anyway.
The werewolf puts on a figure four, dude.
Fuck me. That was the coolest moment of this. Okay, so the werewolf is working Frankenstein's leg, right?
It just dawned on me, like, just to really listen to the words that just came out of your mouth.
He's working his leg, right? He finally gets Frankenstein on the mat. And he's, like, holding his leg. Aaron, what did you think was going to happen to that leg?
So, when I saw him grab his leg, I'm thinking he's going to grab it, like, the shin, and snap it the wrong way at the knee. Try real hard to bend it. And I cover my eyes and ears because I don't need that in my life.
Right. Kyle, what did you think was going to happen to that leg?
I just thought he was going to pull it off.
Right. That's kind of what I thought.
Or just kick. I thought maybe a kick because they're keeping it very basic in this.
Yeah. I thought he was just going to kind of like keep kicking at it and then like pull it off. And you get that like moment of, oh, yeah, he stitched together.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a cool little moment. Nope. Motherfucker slaps on a. He howls at the goddamn moon.
Woo.
He fucking woos at the moon and then slaps on a fucking figure four in a deathmatch tourney.
That's the thing that, like, why?
What is this accomplishing?
See, you gotta prove that Kurgan,
who played Frankenstein, went, I could still take a figure four.
You gotta prove that Frankenstein's a pussy. He'll tap out.
But he didn't tap out.
Yeah, he did tap out.
But here's what Wolfman's, like, thought, right?
Okay.
He'll tap out, and then he'll be like, oh, I'm gonna escape. And then from behind, Wolfman will go for the neck with his teeth.
I will say Kurgan sold, or Kurgan, Frankenstein, same person, sold the leg the rest of the match.
He definitely did, which is amazing.
I do have to give him props for that.
And I think it's a little easier because he did have kind of a weird gait as Frankenstein anyway.
Because he's an old broken man.
So it was easier for him to be able to sell it because he's like, I'm already Oh shit,
maybe that's
like
why
this.
They wrote it in, was like his fucked up movement. They were like, let's give him a reason.
I don't know.
Let's just lay down and take the figure four. God damn it.
So then the false finish comes.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Russo, for that.
What, the werewolf got killed by a head squeeze? Yeah. Like, Collie head fights?
Well, head squeeze, and like I think he was pulling up. So I think he was
We thought they were going to rip his head off.
So yeah. He was like squeezing and pulling up, and you could hear like the bones popping and smashing, and then he just falls.
So, yeah, just fucking drops him.
He falls. The belt lowers down.
Out of storm. Nothing.
So I thought, there's an electric storm. Belt lowers down, which makes us think ladder match.
Right.
He's not dead.
We thought maybe, because like we had said, you know, good old Sasquatch Sid got bit by a zombie. He used to be like a champion. We're like, oh, new contender. No.
So Sasquatch Sid got shot in the head.
Yeah, he just dies.
He was the best.
And then there is a new contender, and that's...
But not a good one.
That's Zombie Oz, Vinny Vegas, comes
well,
to the
I
ring.
I can't say not a good one, not the one I wanted.
No, he wasn't a good one.
You're skipping the part where the match continues.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
The Frankenstein takes the belt. He fucking hot dogs and grandstands with the fucking belt for what feels like an eternity.
There's no audience.
There is no audience. They say this is being broadcast around the world. No one's fucking watching this.
Oh, well, I mean, we watched it.
No one's fucking watching
this. I would have watched it if it was like a real thing. I'd have been like, I'll watch that.
So he leaves the fucking ring. The Frankenstein's monster leaves the fucking ring with the belt, and then the Wolfman's like, oh yeah, that's my fucking cue, gets out of the ring. I thought he was gonna hit a sweet tope to the outside, right? Just fucking cool dive.
What was it, like a double axe handle?
Yep, just kind of jumps off the side of the, and then the fight continues. It's a fucking schmoz on the outside. There's Wolfman smacking him with the styrofoam tombstones and shit.
And then Wolfman just gets his head ripped in half.
Yeah, the Wolfman loses after all of that setup and all of the, like,
the
ooh, we could
storm
it.
No reason.
No.
Yeah, we were thinking he was gonna strike by lightning or...
I think it was just a callback because they had the news footage at the beginning. There was, we just, I don't know what they said because I just kept reading the bottom.
Because it was way more interesting than what the fuck was happening.
And then Kevin Nash comes out and I knew it. I just felt it. They're like, oh, it's not over. We're going to fight. And they do like the Rocky punch thing and then cut to credits.
Yep. I just have here in my notes for the last one, Kevin comes out because he has to get his heat back.
Kevin Nash probably wrote that.
Yeah.
They're like, thanks, movie's over. He's like, no, man. No.
You gotta set up the next paper.
I can't
you guys.
Go down like that.
My last note is just getting campy.
Just getting campy?
It was monsters in a wrestling tournament. Yeah. I think it was pretty campy.
It's just the last thing I wrote.
Sadly, this is like real wrestling. It's like, oh, it's all right. It's all right. Oh, that was good. That was good. Oh, now what the fuck? This is stupid.
I forgot.
This went the way of Raw.
I wrote down animal abuse. Does it count? Beating up the werewolf.
I mean, it's really like a man too, though.
So, like, would it count? Would it be?
It's only
animal
half
abuse, or
is he a man or a dog?
Yeah.
He hates beast.
He does hate.
Email
him.
With your thoughts.
Don't email us.
Remember,
beating up a werewolf count as animal abuse?
Don't one email like us equals that. One animal abuse.
Whoa.
So what you're saying is for every like we get on this episode,
we have to abuse an animal.
No.
Aaron has
one
to.
Animal. Yep, Aaron.
No.
Aaron promises.
No, I don't.
She will abuse an animal.
I don't.
A different animal for
no.
every like.
And to think I called you better,
no.
Lincoln.
Lincoln
think
would
of your
never.
Son.
Lincoln would never abuse an animal like
think
this.
Think of your son. How could you say that?
This is why she's better.
Well, he would say that we do because we'll eat them.
Oh, that's oh,
he's
fuck.
One of
he's,
those.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
You how think of him. You're the one threatening
see,
to
there
abuse
you go.
Him.
We could just eat a bunch of shit.
Yeah, just
eat
go,
a bunch of animals.
Oh, and just go eat a steak. Crack
like
open
steak.
An egg.
I don't like steak.
An egg? Bacon? A whole pig?
Well, I mean, egg isn't even a real animal.
Wow.
Chickens lay eggs all the time anyway.
It's animal there's, byproduct, though.
There's yeah. not.
No, he's like vegan, so it's like animal byproduct. I mean, go just lick a stick of butter.
That's abuse. That's abuse, Aaron. We'd have to get some. The country crock doesn't count. It's just
that shit ain't real butter.
That's just spread.
You just come in, I'm like on video eating like a tub of butter, like you told me to.
It's just for the fans.
They wanted it.
No. Oh my god. This movie was a WCW pay-per-view.
It really was. Like, it's not a movie. There's no story told here.
There's more story than Wrestle Madness.
No. No. There was a story there. There was like a beginning, muscles, middle, and end to that.
Got muscles. He's shut, working.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
It won't leave my head.
Get out of my mind.
This it was won't leave. More just a fun thing for wrestling fans.
It was.
So I can't hate it.
Yeah.
It was terrible and it was kind of boring.
Especially the back half. Once we got to the heavyweight tournament, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. The pacing went completely out the window. I was hoping we'd get longer matches.
Well, that's the thing. It kind of ran its course after like three matches.
Yeah.
Through two and a half. I'm like, we get it. How many more of these do we have? Because it didn't deviate from that.
Right.
We thought the end might turn into a real movie. Didn't. It turned into a farce. Yeah. I don't know. I wanted more Lady Vampire. I wanted more Witch Bitch.
Yeah. No,
I would have even taken more Kevin Nash because that fucker tried.
He was acting so hard in his scenes.
The best part of this, I think, was what, Saskatoon? Sasquatch? Someone, yeah, Sasquatch.
Sasquatch did.
I don't know his name. His slow zombie turn.
Yeah.
That was really cool and really well done.
Yeah. For what it was, I think it's a really fun movie.
If you're a wrestling fan. If you're not, there's nothing here for you.
That's true.
And you have to be a fan of just crap wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, old WCW. Like, if you're like, oh, I remember RoboCop, Helen Sting, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely watch Monster Brawl.
Yeah.
But if you're like, that was so stupid when Mae Young birthed the hand, I want real in my wrestling. Damn it.
It's still real to me. Oh, yeah, fucking.
What?
Fucking. Well, her and Mark Henry gave birth to a hand.
Yeah.
It still comes back every now. Well, not now, because she's dead.
But I'll show you the video later, and then I'll show you the video of the hand showing up on Raw 1000.
I don't all grown up. Want to see her give birth to a hand. I just see.
I mean, it's not real.
Aaron, wrestling's not real.
I mean, Triple H dressed up as Kane and had sex with a mannequin who's a corpse in a coffin.
Yeah. In storyline, Triple H has had sex with a dead body.
He's...
Wrestling's weird.
It's weird.
No, the real life couple of Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
If you want to know something really weird.
In storyline, got married because Triple H drugged her and took her through a drive-thru chapel.
Mm-hmm. And God is 0-1 in a wrestling ring.
Yep.
Because Vince McMahon beat him in a match.
Yep. Because he no-showed.
But I'm fucking not like,
pussy. No-showed.
Fucking I'm not like pussy. A huge, huge wrestling fan. And I still enjoyed the movie.
I'm just saying, like, you have to be able to accept absurdness. Like, this
you have to
was...
get into that headspace.
If you're early ECW and WWE about it, there was a zombie.
Oh, fuck.
And I think Halloween Havoc with the Dungeon of Doom.
Yes.
Like, can you imagine the same movie, but instead of monsters, it was the Dungeon of Doom?
The wrestling would be worse.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the same stuff that I actually lived through as a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
These are things there weren't networks. I paid money to watch these events.
Yeah.
Because I always loved the idea of Halloween Havoc. So it's one we always watched from
Halloween's
WCW.
Great.
It is.
Spooky. Get spooky.
Get spooky. So that's two shitty wrestling movies we've watched.
Boy, is it.
Who's got another one? Anybody?
I don't know. Look at me. I don't know.
Out there. No. I kind of want to find something else that Kevin Nash is in.
That Kevin Nash is in? We got Turtles 2.
No, I meant,
Secret of the Ooze.
I want something with him in a lead role.
He was in one of the Spider-Man movies? He was in a superhero movie.
Was he?
Yes. He was a villain.
Just look it up.
I swear to you it was.
Like Amazing Spider-Man or like original?
It might not
Spider-Man.
Have been Spider-Man. He's in a superhero movie. I know because OSW showed me in their Wrestling is Awesome segment. And I remember seeing Kevin Nash.
There you go.
In a striped shirt.
Oh, I guess we could watch Magic Mike. I forgot he was in that. He's in The Longest Yard.
Okay. Who goes out of their way to watch more Kevin Nash stuff?
I'm just saying, I didn't hate when he was on screen, which is something.
No.
I wouldn't want to work with him for two fucking days.
Oh, God, no, that sounded
He's
miserable.
He's in the movie Almighty Thor. He plays Odin.
I want
to
know...
What superhero movie was it? I know I did. I swear to God, I didn't make it up.
Detroiters.
Or maybe it was like one of the wrestling TV shows?
All filmography.
The Punisher.
Punisher.
As the Russian.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
So that wasn't a movie, I guess. That was the show, right? Or was that a
movie?
He's
been pretty big. He was in John Wick.
Couldn't we pick like a wrestler that was in good movies? Like, can we pick like Batista movies?
No.
Or Hulk Hogan movies?
You got the... Okay, here we go. TV movies. That's what I'm...
Princess Bride, Andre the Giant.
I want to go through the entire filmography of Hulk Hogan.
I love the Princess Bride.
Oh, shit.
Who's down for it? We start with Rocky.
Not the entire filmography.
Why not? We got Rocky 3. It's really good. And it's got Mr. T. Then we have No Holds Barred, Suburban Commando, Mr. Nanny, Santa with Muscles.
Why don't we watch movies The Rock has been in?
Three Ninjas, something, High Noon,
The Tooth Park. Fairy.
What else is Hulk Hogan done? He was in Gremlins 2, Thunder in Paradise. Why do I know so many Hulk Hogan movies?
You've been following. You've been keeping up, I guess.
Was Thunder in Paradise a movie or a TV show?
I think it was both. Oh, I'm pretty sure they made a movie as well. All right, maybe not.
I love that all of the Impact pay-per-views are listed as TV movies.
It's because they're on TV. They're not pay-per-view. They don't do pay-per-view anymore. They're TV specials.
No, these are in like 2009.
Oh, okay. Okay.
These are like all of them.
Oh, okay.
That he was on. It's just completely...
We could do every episode of Hogan Knows Best.
Fuck, what is this?
I remember that show.
You watched that show?
I didn't. My stepdad did.
Kyle, I know what we're watching.
Oh, fuck.
Kyle, I know what we're watching.
No.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned next time for the 2011 hit movie River of Darkness, starring Kurt Angle,
never heard of it.
Kevin Nash,
never heard of
it. Psycho Sid.
Maybe if I keep denying, it won't happen. Never heard of him.
You're promising this is happening.
When brutal murdering starts in a small riverside town, the sheriff, played by Kurt Angle, must investigate and face the horrific past.
Is it the horrific past of his acting?
If we're
going
to do Kurt Angle, why don't we do like...
shitty fucking... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, this is happening.
Now,
he's fighting a Skrull.
I'm pretty sure there is a movie that stars Kurt... I know Kurt Angle is in Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he may have starred in a movie with Rob Van Dam. And I saw this movie. I forget what it's called, but it does star Al Snow has been in a movie. Al Snow. There's a lot of... bad wrestling movies.
We'll have to put some in a hat and see which one has the...
I just need one of the things with the balls. And we'll get a little...
Yeah, we'll
you know what?
Out.
I should tell Lincoln we should invest in that, and that's how we should do our rentals. We should just have the Wheel of Doom.
Please.
Or the Wheel of Bad. The Wheel of the Baddest?
Maybe call it like the Best of the Worst or something.
No, that's just stupid.
You're stealing every other joke from...
No, we haven't. I tried not
Got
to.
Got him.
Shut up.
Got him.
We'll watch some shitty wrestling movie. If people like these, Wrestle Madness hasn't released yet. So.
That's true. People could... People could
fucking hate both of you.
That's true.
Or they could just hate me and be like, we just want better Lincoln than that weird guy.
I need you to like me to feel validated.
You should. That's the only reason we do this.
That's true.
I have no friends otherwise.
All of them are in the room.
Lincoln's not here.
That's what,
all of them are in the room.
All of them are in the room. Love you, Lincoln. Oh, wait. We can't end yet. That was going to be my end. Fuck. Roger, what would you like to give Monsters Brawl? Monster Brawl. I keep wanting to say Monsters Ball, but it's a totally different movie.
It's a completely different thing.
It's Halle Berry boobs.
I will give this movie, I forgot what, Monster Brawl. It literally escaped my mind for a second. My brain is trying desperately to delete it.
It's because it's hard to say that and say it's a movie.
I will give this 6 poorly done zombie makeups out of 10.
I will give this 3 horribly underrated witch bitches out of 5.
I'm gonna have to do math now when I put this on Letterboxd. Thanks! You're gonna make me do equations and shit.
I mean,
nah, it's not
that's
hard.
The same thing he did, basically.
Yeah, but we do everything. You did out of 10, though.
Yep.
Yeah,
so. But you take the 2 out, it's 3/5.
It was a joke. I'm just being difficult.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just being
that
difficult.
Math is not that hard.
Do you want to fight?
Fight me right now. Let's fucking go.
Hey, break it up. Break it up.
Please don't fight.
No rules,
please
but break it up.
Me. I will kick you in the dick so hard.
Do it. I don't have one.
You won't. You'll wish you did.
You'll wish you did.
Kyle, what do you rate this movie?
Please
get this over with.
I'm going to give it 4 dick kicks out of 7.
That's fine. That's a good number.
It'll never really be over. Because it'll never really be free. Fantastic.
Don't steal my fucking catchphrases.
What?
what is it? Is it